One of the benefits of having a younger brother who's 15 years old is that I keep up to date with a lot of the technology and the things going on in the world, especially online. My brother is a big fan of YouTube, and so every time I go home, he's inevitably introducing me to some new clip on YouTube or some new channel, some new person that's on there. It always kills me whenever I visit our school, and like I say, it's career day. You know, this is true at St. Chris's as well. You go around and you would see a few students that, you know, have like sunglasses on and like headphones, you know, and like a baseball cap, and you're like, what career is that? And they look at you and they say, I'm a YouTuber. I'm a YouTuber? And they're like, yeah, there are people that make a living putting videos on YouTube. And it just kind of blows my mind. But my brother Joseph, he introduced me to a few of these that I really like, one being Good Mythical Morning. Highly recommend that show. Another that I really like is called Watch Mojo. Now, Watch Mojo, what they do is they do these top tens of pretty much anything and everything you can think of. And they go through and they explain why they picked what they picked, and usually do a pretty good job. And they do everything. I mean, top 10 country songs, which I approved of. The number one was Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, which is a great song. They do like top 10 movies, top 10 anime shows, top 10 video games, you know, top 10 about everything in very specific categories you can think of. Here recently I was on there and came across the top 10 best theme songs with lyrics for TV shows. So very specific, but very well done. I'd like to just go through that list. So these are the top 10 best TV theme songs that have lyrics of all time. Number 10 was Three's Company. It's a very catchy tune, gets stuck in your head. Number 9 was The Golden Girls. Number 8 was The Flintstones. Number 7, The Jeffersons. Number 6 was Family Guy, which I have to admit, I never thought I'd say Family Guy in a homily, so there's a first for you. Number 5 was The Muppet Show, and they kind of rolled that together with Sesame Street, so it kind of had two songs there, but The Muppet Show got number 5. Number 4 was The Sopranos. Number 3 was The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which a lot of us in this room could probably say that word for word. It's very catchy. Number 2, dominating the 90s, was the TV show Friends. And it's a very hit theme song. But number 1, the greatest lyriced theme song for a TV show of all time, was Cheers, which I thought was very appropriate. I love that show. And as I was listening to the lyrics, because as they go through these songs, they play each one of them, so you kind of see why they picked what they picked. And I'd seen the show before, I'd heard the theme song before, but this time when I actually listened to it, it struck a chord. It really had a deeper meaning than I ever thought it really had to begin with. So I'd like to sing the song for you, and I'd like you to kind of listen to the lyrics. Don't be thinking about pubs or beer or any of that kind of stuff. But focus in on the words themselves and the deeper human meaning that they have. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Doom, 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 and they're always glad you came. Doom, 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 you want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. You want to go where everybody knows. Oh, thanks. There's something to that, isn't there? You want to go where everybody knows your name. I think why this song made number 1 on that list is pretty evident. It strikes a chord with us. There's something to that song and the show itself that resonates with us. We see that show, and a lot of these sitcoms are the same, where we see this group of people, these friends that are together through it all, good times and bad, where they walk in and they're just accepted for who they are. They don't have to put on a show. They don't have to try to be somebody else. And everybody knows them by name. Now, many of us have experienced the two extremes of that. We've had situations, friends, family members, that we show up and we belong. And it's the greatest feeling in the world, but we've also experienced the other side of it. Those times when we're surrounded by people, we're in a crowded room, but we feel utterly alone, where nobody knows our name. Nobody knows who we are. We don't belong. There's something in us about that. Now, the world recognizes this, and you can see it in movie scenes, in music, in so many of our cultural images, this desire to belong. But in the world, their best response to that is going to the pub, going to these parties, getting on Facebook and getting as many friends as you can. And ultimately, it always comes up short. You know, when I get those emergency phone calls to go to the hospital, and you go into that room and you have the family there and you do the anointing of the sick, it's a very profound thing. And most of the time, that anointing, it's meant to be so that the individual gets better, that they heal from their affliction and they can come back to this community where they belong, where they're known by name. But every once in a while, it's preparation for the end. Those prayers are truly about preparing them for their final journey. And so after the anointing, we have a completely separate set of prayers that we do. They're called the prayers of the dying. And in that, we list off the litany of the saints. We call upon these great men and women who have gone before us with a sign of faith, recognizing that very soon, that list of names, those saints, those angels, family members and friends who have gone before us are going to form this welcoming committee for this new soul, this new citizen of heaven. And I have to tell you, whenever I do those prayers, the family that's there, whether they're Catholic or not, whether they attend Mass or not, when those prayers are said, they see that. And there's not a dry eye in the place. And isn't that a wonderful image? To think that death is not something that we do alone, that in fact, all of heaven is cheering us on, waiting to welcome us in. In today's gospel, that's how Christ conveys what heaven is like. He compares it to a wedding party. He conveys it as this great celebration where these men and women come together, all are invited, the good, the bad, it doesn't matter. We're all called there. We're known by name. We belong there. And it's a wonderful image. I'd like to share just one more song before the end here. This one hails from a very unlikely source. But again, I think our culture just automatically knows that this is something we long for. It's built into us. And so even the Disney movie Hercules touches on this. Here's a young man who finds himself on Earth and doesn't belong. He feels an outcast. And yet he finds that he is the son of Zeus. He belongs on Mount Olympus with the gods. And in that truth, that knowledge of where he belongs, he relates it in this song that to me has a meaning that applies to each one of us, that we have been invited to the feast. We are meant to be in heaven. So I'd like to sing this song and reflect on what that means for us. I have often dreamed of a far-off place, where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I would go most anywhere to feel like I belong." There's a place where we belong, a place where we are known by name, a place that God is calling us to each and every day to live out in our lives. Now, I apologize because I don't think you'll ever be able to watch Cheers or Hercules the same way again. But I think that's a good thing. Because when we know where we belong, nothing should be the same. Amen.